This is a CK to Z news update. Despite a heavy first snowfall that plunged Cortez Island and surrounding area into days without electricity, the coming winter is predicted to be warmer than average. The Farmer's Almanac gives this long-range forecast for Whale Town in the northwest of the island. Quote, "Winter will be warmer and drier than normal, with below normal snowfall. The coldest period will be from late December into early January, with the snowiest periods in late November, late December, and early January." End quote. Sharon Hotelt has been running a volunteer weather station for Environment Canada in Harriet Bay on Quadra Island for the last 38 years. Consulting her observations of precipitation and temperature over nearly four decades, she said,
"It definitely hasn't been as cold. Years past, minus five was an average winter, December, January type temperatures. Occasionally we would get to minus 10, minus 15, and that could last maybe 3 or 4 days. But it's definitely warmer. Now we're going down to minus five, and it's staying for a week or so and then warming up right away. So I'm thinking we're 1 to 1.5 degrees warmer overall than we were 25, 30 years ago. And that, I know that sounds like it's not much, but it's significant when you're talking about winter conditions."
Hotel is predicting a milder winter in the long-term context.
"Now, when I say warmer, I'm thinking over 10 to 15 years. I won't say it's going to be warmer than last year or the year before that, because I don't think we'll see that significant a change. But when you go back 10, 15, 20, 30 years, then we are definitely getting a lot warmer, and we are definitely getting drier, because we've lost 10 inches of average rainfall per year over the last 30 years. But having said that, that doesn't mean we're going to have less precipitation. The snow could be significant. January typically was cold and clear. It was beautiful weather in January. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore, getting wetter and grayer, which is discouraging, because after the solstice is over, it was always wonderful to look forward to clear, cold, sunny days in January. But that doesn't seem to be happening quite as regularly."
However, she was careful to point out that
the climate change that I see is very specific to this area, because when I measure a loss of 10 inches of rainfall over 30 years, that's right in Harriet Bay. That doesn't mean that in Granite Bay they are seeing less rainfall. I know they get a lot more snow than we do. So the location is somewhat specific. I can measure rainfall, and yet in Kwadiaski Cove or in Campbell River, it will not be raining. So these statistics, these averages that I've talked to you about, are for literally Harriet Bay facing southeast. So I see climate change as 1.5 degrees warmer in general, and I would say 1/2 inch of less rain every year in general in Harriet Bay. So the climate change measurement for Campbell River might be different. It might be faster or slower than what we're getting here.
Among the emerging trends, anomalies can also be found. Hotelt said that this November she recorded nearly twice the amount of rain as compared to the year-on-year average. She registered 482 millimeters versus the typical 250. But in her view, the first snowfall in early December was, quote, "right on schedule," end quote, and not especially out of the ordinary. Nevertheless, it was a memorable event. On the morning of Sunday, December 5th, Strathcona Regional District's Protective Services Coordinator, Sean Koopman, sent an email to his listserv with a snowfall warning from Environment Canada of 5 to 10 centimeters for East Vancouver Island. Snowflakes began drifting thickly in the early evening, and by morning reached halfway up car tires, continuing to blanket outside surfaces well into Monday afternoon. Ted Olenek, BC Hydro Manager of Community Relations of Vancouver Island and Sunshine Coast, reported that on Monday, December 6,
around noon, we had about 5,000 customers out in the Campbell River area.
The snow was extremely wet, heavy, and sticky, causing damage to vulnerable structures and breaking trees, power lines, and even electricity poles. A notice published at 4:30 p.m. on Monday in the Cortez Tideline advised that Cortez Island would remain in a blackout overnight because a tree, quote, has broken a pole close to the submarine cable line from Powell River. The pole is located in very steep terrain and requires repairs to be completed in daylight to allow crews to work safely, end quote. Olenek said a total of 5 repair crews worked on restoring power to the island and had to remove numerous fallen trees from the road just to access downed power lines. He also said that the damage typically caused by storms is being compounded by adverse climate change factors.
The challenges going forward, I don't want to say like the old days, but one thing he said is this was definitely not a typical winter windy storm that hit the area. It was bad. But I think the challenge is storms aren't in isolation anymore. Everything is related to everything in that this storm, the severity of the storms will be worse because of all the bad weather that's occurred in the past. So that's made normal storm that may have been 6 out of 10 or 5 out of 10 on the scale now become, it would still be a 5 out of 6 strength storm, but the damage isn't 5 out of 6. The damage could be 7 or 8 because of drought, excessive heat, and then other storms that happen that don't bring the tree down, but bring it, you know, just hanging on by a thread. And then the next storm doesn't take much for it to come down. So it's not seeing things work in isolation anymore.
On the morning of Thursday, December 16th, Koopman emailed another weather warning for the coming Friday and Saturday, December 17th and 18th. Quote, a strong Pacific frontal system will move onto the BC South Coast on Friday night, bringing rain to much of the region. Precipitation will initially start as snow over high elevations. Some snowfall accumulations of up to 5 centimeters is possible over high terrain before warmer air pushes in on Saturday. End quote. CKTZ News wishes everyone to stay safe throughout the variable winter conditions in the coming months.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.